Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Bible Story Podcast. My name is John Drabert. Each Monday, we retell a story for you to listen to with your friends and family. If you are liking what you hear, be sure to hit subscribe on your favorite podcast player and share it with a friend. If you like it and your kids are enjoying it, it probably means your friends will too. Today is the first of six stories from the book of Daniel. We're going to jump right into things today, so let's get started. When everything goes wrong, God is still present and ready to help you through difficult times. I've met a lot of people and have listened to a lot of stories. Stories about really hard times when everything goes wrong. Some people not only remain true to God, like the characters in our story today, but grow closer to God. I have also met others who become very angry at God and walk away from their relationship with God. But even then, when everything goes wrong, God is still present and ready to help each person through the difficult times. Well, today's story is found in the book of Daniel, which is in the Old Testament. The nation of Israel at this point has been divided into two kingdoms. The northern part was called Israel, and the southern part was called Judah. The northern kingdom, Israel, had already been captured, and the people had been exiled into other parts of the world. The kingdom of Judah had followed in Israel's steps, worshiping false gods, which involved some terrible behaviors. The king of Judah at this time was King Jehoiakim, and he was a relatively new king, only 3 years into his reign when this story takes place. Well, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon marched his army to Jerusalem and captured it. It says in chapter 1 of Daniel that God gave him victory over King Jehoiakim and Judah. Then Ashpenaz, Nebuchadnezzar's right-hand man, was given instructions to take the very best of Judah's young men from the royal families and nobles back to Babylon. These were strong and healthy, good-looking young men who were well-educated and could make good decisions. King Nebuchadnezzar wanted these young men to serve him back in Babylon. For 3 years, these men were trained, being taught the language of Babylon and all the important writings. The king even had these young men being served out of the king's kitchen or the king's table, which meant they had the very best food in the land. Imagine another country coming into your town or city and taking the very best of the best young people back to their country. King Nebuchadnezzar wasn't even trying to be sneaky about it all. He just went in there and took them by force. I think there would have been a lot of tears and a lot of upset people about these young men who were forced to move away from their homes. And super scary for the young men too, right? What would happen to them if they weren't smart enough or not good looking enough or if they just fell short? Would they ever get back to Jerusalem, the city they were all from? Well, these were very sad, scary, and challenging days for everyone. Everything was going wrong. Jerusalem was captured, families were separated, and people were being taken into exile, taken to another country, Babylon. So when I was 8 years old, my family and I went to a fair called Klondike Days in Edmonton, Alberta. It was probably around 1988 or so, and there were so many people enjoying the rides, eating the cotton candy, and having fun on the other activities. With big hair and neon clothing, everybody was having a blast. We were having a great time together as a family. I was holding my two-year-old sister's hand as we walked through the crowds. The family was headed to a large building to do a different activity when my younger sister started running in the opposite direction. Well, I quickly ran after her and grabbed her hand again. When we turned around, my family was gone, and the two of us were lost in a very large crowd. Everything went wrong. I was so scared. I started walking, calling out my mom and dad's name, Mom, Dad. No response. My heart sank. I was so scared. After a while, this gang started following the two of us. Okay, well, maybe not a gang, but that's what I thought they were. They were a bunch of young adults smoking cigarettes, wearing leather jackets, and aggressively coming after us. Well, I picked up my sister and I started running. I looked behind me and this group of young adults were hot on my heels. They were chasing after us. I weaved in behind some tents into a new aisle of attractions at this fair, and they poked their heads past a tent and spotted me. The chase was still on. My little 8-year-old body was struggling. I was having trouble holding my sister in my arms and running away. I was slowing down. Before long, this group of young adults, whom I thought was this biker gang or something, grabbed my arm and picked up my sister. We were caught. I was devastated. I thought for sure they were kidnappers and we would never see our family again. I think this could be a similar feeling to what these young men and other exiles were feeling as they were forced to walk to Babylon. Fear, sadness, panic, anger, and dread filled their hearts. Everything in their lives was about to change, and they got no say in the matter. This is where Daniel and his three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, come into the picture. They were all taken back to Babylon to be trained and then become part of the royal service of King Nebuchadnezzar. They are all given new Babylonian names. Daniel was called Belteshazzar. Hananiah was called Shadrach. Mishael was called Meshach. Azariah was called Abednego. Now, Daniel and his buddies were determined to not defile themselves by eating the food offered from the king's kitchen. So Daniel spoke to the chief of staff, who really liked Daniel, and asked for a different menu. Vegetables and water, please. I'm not sure about you, but I would have really enjoyed the food from the king's table, I'm sure. The king would have had the very best chefs and the very best ingredients, which would have made for the very best and most delicious food in the land. Well, the chief of staff had concerns about Daniel's request. If Daniel and the other guys did not look as healthy and well-fed as the others, then the king might not just fire the chief of staff, but have him executed. So Daniel and the chief of staff, they agreed to a test for 10 days on the alternative menu of veggies and water. And then they would see what they looked like. Sure enough, after the 10 days, the four young men looked stronger and healthier than the other men. And so they were allowed to remain on this menu. Well, God gave these four an incredible ability to learn, and Daniel was given the ability to interpret dreams and visions, which will come in particularly handy later on in his service to the king. Well, the king talked with them, and no one impressed him as much as Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the royal service. He found that their wisdom and counsel was way, way better than anyone else's. These four would serve the king, and they would be promoted as they showed themselves faithful and really skilled in the tasks that they were given. God was with them. Well, when everything goes wrong, God is still present and ready to help you through difficult times. As I was running through the aisles of this fair with my sister in my arms, I remember praying out loud, "God, help me." After being caught, they told me to stop running, but I didn't listen. I tried to get away from them. They dragged me by the arms to the kids lost and found. They were not out to hurt my sister and I. They were there to help. God had answered my prayers in the most unexpected way for me. The people that I thought were there to harm me were there for my good. I was filled with fear, and all the while God was keeping my sister and I safe. Well, when everything goes wrong, God is still present and ready to help you through difficult times. We can see that God was with Daniel and his three friends, putting people in their life like the chief of staff who would help them and care for them. God was present and ready to help all of them, even in the most difficult of times. Well, it is time for our growth tip, a way for you to grow in relationship with Jesus. One of the things that many people have is a reminder that God is with them always. Sometimes it's a cross necklace or a bracelet. I have one friend that would set his watch to beep every hour so he would be reminded of God's presence, and then he would say a short little prayer. I have a few friends that have tattoos of Bible verses, and my phone's wallpaper is of a nature scene which reminds me of God as our Creator. When everything goes wrong, we need to be reminded of God's presence. What is something that can remind you of God's presence? Every time you see or hear that reminder, acknowledge God and say a little prayer. Hey, I appreciate you listening and sharing this podcast with your friends. Be sure to listen to the bonus discussion episode. It's a great way to go a little deeper with this story and grow closer to God. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. If you would like to read this story for yourself, you can find it in the book of Daniel, chapter 1. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.